Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 234 for Thursday, January 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Thursday as the volatile Canadian dollar weighed down prices. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $1.50 lower, with the March contract checking in at $483.50 a ton. The loonie was up approximately a dollar on the day compared to its U.S. counterpart. That upward action may have boosted the value of the Canadian currency, but it also made Canada's canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. The market was also undermined by weakness in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. Large funds stayed mostly on the sidelines, while farmer selling was steady, which contributed to the weakness. The South American soybean crop looks to be a large one this year, and some early harvesting is already underway in Brazil. However, crude oil and the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex are both higher, and that limited the downside. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., corn was 2 cents lower, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.66 a bushel. Traders took profits after corn momentarily hit its highest point in a month. Strength in the market came from South Africa, which is going to have to import a lot of corn after their crop failed. There is also heavy congestion at some Brazilian ports, which is causing some buyers to look to U.S. soybeans or to look to U.S. corn instead. Soybeans were up 4 to 5 cents, with the March contract coming in at $8.78 a bushel. Investor short covering provided support, along with lower than expected soybean yields in Brazil. The Mato Grosso region of Brazil, which holds about 30% of that country's crop, was particularly disappointing when it came to yields. Closer to home, ice on the Illinois River is holding up some barge traffic, and that is also supporting prices. Wheat was up 2 cents at $4.73 a bushel. Egypt is on the hunt for large supplies of wheat, which helped boost the market. As well, U.S. winter wheat plantings were lower than expected, while cold temperatures in China may have damaged their crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.